Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, Burt Show. So let's take our most hardcore listeners and rate them on a scale of 1 to 10 based on their looks. It's probably a bad idea. So the point of this, and I have to remember this again because I think I kind of messed it up last time we did it, because it hurts to tell somebody that their aesthetic number is less than what they see. But what we said we were doing here is if you're going to try to link up and you're out there and you're single, you really kind of need, if you need a reality check, then we'll give it to you. And I felt bad that we ranked somebody lower than she saw herself, but that's kind of what this thing was all about.
Yeah, and that's why I didn't want to do it.
But wouldn't you want to know? And that's why I said, look, if you really, really want to know, go ahead and hit us with a picture. And if you want an unbiased opinion, then we'll give it to you. We don't know you. You're just out there. So maybe you need that perspective. So let's do two today.
Okay.
Good morning, Tommy. Are these the names that I am using?
Yes.
Good morning, Eve.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Okay, so Eve, you have given the number to Tommy that you have applied to yourself, your aesthetic number.
Right.
Okay. When you take a look at yourself, what is making you feel insecure for you to send us a picture in the first place?
I don't know. I'm recently going through a divorce.
Okay,
so
that'll do
all
it.
Of Abby's dating scares me.
No doubt, man.
Welcome to hell.
It should terrify you.
Right. But looks-wise, is there anything there that you're like, yeah, you know what? I'd like to change this. And I think everybody does.
I've just always felt like I was, I don't know, just not very attractive.
Okay.
Well, now I really don't want to do this.
Right. Yeah, I'm cool.
None of this has ever sat right with me.
Right. And you get more insecure about it when you get divorced. Also, how long were you married for?
11 years.
11 years. Okay.
Wow. I'm sorry.
All right. So you sent this picture. Now you guys were just doing this on aesthetics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
I shouldn't have even asked you the stories. It's just aesthetics. I should have asked you after this. Okay. So we're gonna go around the room now, and you want brutal honesty, right?
Right.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Can I
give it so I can take it.
Can I just say you have the most stunning eyes? I mean, they just pop. They are gorgeous. And I love your hair.
Yeah, your hair is. It's a beautiful color.
I do like my hair. That's mm-hmm. the only thing I do like.
All right,
my hair color.
For reference, you guys, when we're putting these numbers together, what did we say average was?
5.
5 was average. Okay.
Because it's literally right in the middle.
Literally.
No.
Well, we know what Bert's writing.
I think you might be surprised.
And we did also say like 5 was average, but 10 we kind of said was like celebrity hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then 9 is like normal person hot, 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 hot.
Yeah, hot person in a bar hot.
Like hot.
Here's what I can tell you that because we have received emails and pictures from people that I would absolutely consider 10s, which is an interesting case also that they're seeing themselves as way less than a 10. And I'm like, in no circumstance would a woman like this or a guy, we got two guys that I got lined up also, that kind of pissed me off. Like they're so good looking. I'm like, really? You're insecure about this? No way.
And you're just sitting on this information, and I'm right across from you.
We're going to go through them over the next couple of days.
I'm interested to see if the women will vote the dudes. Like, I do wonder sometimes if there's a disparity between how women view women and men versus how men view them.
Yeah.
And do we rate differently based on
like the male
gender
and female gaze?
Sure uh-huh. Yeah, for sure.
All right, Tommy, let's go ahead and give Eve her average based on all of us.
All right, Eve, here are your scores individually. 7, 5, 7, 5, 5, 7, 6. When you add all those up, that's 42. Divide them by 7. Your score, Eve, is 6.
6. Eve, what did you give yourself before we started talking to you?
A 4.
Come on, man.
All right.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you straight up, I asked that average question because I think you're more than, I was one of the 7s. You're better than average looking.
Thank you.
I want you to walk up to a stranger today and pay them that compliment. Hey, I just wanted to let you know you're better than average looking. In fact, you're a 7.
Just wanted to make your day. Don't mind me.
Have a good day now.
Well, you're walking around and you're scoring yourself less than average. That is absolutely not the case, at least in the view of all of us in here.
Oh, well, thank you. That does make me feel better.
Okay, good. Yeah, I can hear it in your voice.
It perked up a little bit.
All right, thank you for sending your picture in, and have a better than average day.
I hope your day is an 8.
All right, let's move on to Kelsey now. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, I made the mistake of asking you sort of your origin story before we assigned a number, so I'm not going to do that yet. I'm going to have everybody write their number down before we talk to you.
This is just, I just low-key feel like I'm going to put my photo up on our Facebook page and be like, y'all can rate me, just to even it out.
Don't fold them per Tommy's request. He says it makes it hard for his fingers to open.
That's because they over there giving low numbers.
All right, everybody is turning in their numbers to Tommy. And as soon as those are in, okay, so now I can start asking some more origin questions here. All right, Kelsey, so what are you feeling insecure about that you would send us a picture in the first place?
Well, similar to Eve, I'm actually in the middle of a divorce.
Okay.
But one of my biggest insecurities are my teeth.
Huh, okay.
I'm sorry about the divorce.
Yeah, well, two things. Yeah, sorry about the divorce. I know what that feels like. And how fresh is the divorce right now?
She said she's in the middle of it.
Yeah, we split up in January, and it's been ugly. We have kids involved.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
Oh, honey.
I hate all that. I will tell you this, and just to sort of empathize with you, I don't think that I have ever been in a long-term depressed stage of my life except my divorce. It's the only time that I've ever really like, man, I just can't get out of bed, nothing seems right. So, and the only thing that when people ask me like, how did you get past that, there is nothing you can do about it. I can tell you what doesn't work, and this is what I tried: numbing and doing things that are against your values, man. That is not the way to do it, that's for sure. But this is just a tough time, so you just kind of have to sit in it, right? And don't even think about dating right now. So forget about these numbers, right? Don't even think about dating. Shouldn't even be on your radar right now.
Yeah, Bert did not take that advice.
No, I didn't, man. I didn't. And Kristen was giving me that advice. And I'm like, shut up. I've been with the same woman for 20 years. You're going to tell me not to be with women?
I could not tell that man nothing.
She was 100% right. When you said the thing that you're most insecure about is your teeth, is it a financial reason why you haven't done anything about your teeth?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, when you have kids, everything's going to go to them, and you're going to like, that's typical mom right there. You're going to put yourself last, right?
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead around the room, Tommy.
All right, these are your scores. 7, 5, 5, 4, 4, 4, and 5. That adds up to 34 divided by 7, 4.8. Taking you up to a 5.
What did you give yourself?
A 5.
A 5. Okay. So you're right there. You're absolutely right there. And the good news is it wasn't like we looked at it and was like, oh no, way worse than a 5 right there. So you have a good sense of exactly how the world is going to see you also.
Yes.
Okay.
My
my friend, like as a friend, I want to encourage you. And I know it's going to be hard going through a divorce plus mm-hmm. having kids, but do try to find some time for yourself because you have to take care of yourself in order to take care of others. And I know that's, it's so much easier said than done, but I just want you to remember to be kind for yourself and do some things for you because you deserve it.
Kelsey, I'm going to share something that worked for me, and it's going to sound really, really dumb, and you're going to feel really dumb while doing it. But I've never been through a divorce, but after I had my babies, I went through a slump, and I felt just like trash. In fact, I went to go to Target one day, and I caught my reflection in the glass door when I closed it, and I was like, I look like a homeless person. Like, I just hair unwashed. I was going through it. So what I started doing is I, like Kristen said, started making time for myself. But when I put on makeup or brushed my hair, I started saying little affirmations. Mm-hmm. And I felt so stupid saying them. As I put on my eyeshadow, I'd be like, this eyeshadow makes your eyes pop. You have gorgeous eyes. And I felt so dumb. But let me tell you, when you speak aloud, the brain cannot tell the difference between a lie and the truth. Mm. And it believes the truth. And it absolutely started to build a foundation of self-confidence. It changed the way I carried myself, and it changed the way I felt about myself. And I truly credit that with making me feel in a position where I don't care what other people think about how I look. I'm sitting here now. I think I've still got some zit cream on my face. This is being recorded. I've got no makeup on. My hair is half wet. And normal people wouldn't roll up to a job. You couldn't really roll up to a job like that. This is a special circumstance. But my point is, what I'm telling you is, if this video goes on the internet, I don't care if the masses see me like this. And I truly believe it's because I started building that foundation. So please be kind to yourself through this divorce. Be your own champion. Be your own cheerleader. You are enough. You've got everything you need, and you just got to start speaking it aloud into the universe.
Thank you guys so much.
That's really great advice. All right, good luck with your journey.
Thank you.
All right, Kelsey.
So nice. Oh, girl, you deserve so much love. Sending you hugs.
All the love. You know what I've been really surprised by, you guys, and maybe we'll focus this on Friday or early next week, is the amount of people, married people, that have been sending pictures in. And I think we touched on this last time we talked about it. I just can't figure that mentality out. Like, here you are. You found the person that you're going to be with for the rest of your life. So what does it matter?
Have you ever had a partner where you've told them, you're so beautiful, and they're like, no, I'm not. Like, they don't believe you? It's because I feel like it's expected when it's your partner that you expect them to say, I love you, you're beautiful, you look fantastic. And so sometimes the validation from strangers means more than your significant other, which is stupid.
Right.
But it's how it is.
It's also the outkick your coverage theory as well. Mm-hmm. Wondering, do I match with my partner?
Aesthetically. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
You're on The Burt Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.